Stubborn buggers. Survivors of the infamous prisoner of war jail that made Changi look like heaven. Written and read by Tim Bowden. Chris Nielsen's greatest fear in his first few months at Outram Road Jail in June 1942 was that he would go mad.
To go into this place, it was something else, one of those old-fashioned British jails, you know. As the sentence said, 3 years solitary confinement. And when I went out on the road, that's just what it was. The guards didn't speak to you. You had no one to speak to. It was just that, solitary confinement. Matter of fact, if you had a nightmare and you allowed the Jap come and kick your ribs in, twice a day you got about a cricket ball size of rice. There's a little bowl would hold about a half of ordinary cup that you get for a cup of tea. They call it tea, but it was mostly cherry leaves the Japs used, and that was the drink. You had two of those a day, and that's all the water you got any time. Occasionally, there might be one of them, with what they called soup. It was just the tops of the vegetable vines, like the end of pumpkin vine, the end of the sweet potato vine, and a few leaves. Never any real vegetables. You couldn't dare pick that up until they sang a kapung, you may eat. And if you were slow eating and hadn't finished the time, they said, Wari must finish. They took it back. So you scoffed it as quick as you could.
The diet was barely enough to sustain life. But that was another curious feature of Japanese thinking. Individually, they didn't care if prisoners lived or died. But the prisoners were supposed to serve out their full sentences, and if they died in their cells, questions would be asked from higher echelons. So every now and then, the prisoners would notice, say, a few soybeans in their soup, which would bring them back from the brink of utter starvation.
It didn't take long, I'd say about 6 weeks before you see the first effects were the beriberi, the swelling of the ankles, and then later on the testicles, and though the main two parts are swelled, huge. Then after a while it would go down and reoccur.
Apart from being hungry all the time, the bugs and flesh-eating lice in the cells were tormenting and itching their ravaged bodies. Some simply couldn't take it and went mad.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm no bloody hero, just one stubborn bugger, that's all. You've got to put your pride into it. You want to make your people, perhaps, think you're a hero, but you're not really. Anyone can be a hero. Depends on how you look at it. But I think the main thing is, when you're frightened, it's all right to be frightened, you know. Don't let any other bugger see. That's the secret. You can be frightened. I've been frightened. But that's the only bugger knew it.